Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Trim Radio Network. And of course, I am Michael Bejas, and we are getting ready for Money and Change with Stu Scheer. You come on over to the Trim Radio Network, where we broadcast live all over the world. So it doesn't matter if you have an iPhone, iPad, computer, laptop, whatever. If you can get online, guess what? You can find us at the Trim Radio Network. Plus, we have a great variety of merchandise, and we'd love to see you in it. And it helps us stay on the radio station. Also, if you want to be a part of our Trim Radio Network team, all you have to do is message us and we'll show you how easy it is to do. The opinions expressed by my host, co-host, guests, myself, and others is not necessarily that of Trim Radio Network, its owners, managers, or others. Any information that we share with you is not to be considered as advice. It's just regular information. That's it. We expressly deny any and all liabilities, especially with any medical or health professional. So just keep that. We inform, we don't advise. Anyway, that song right there, Jesse J, that's covered under our, and that's price tag covered under our BMI music license, 615-1658. And guess what? We have a call-in number, 1-803-866-1667. Call in, give us your opinion. No cussing, no swearing. We like to keep this a nice Christian-type based radio station. And without further ado, I am going to give you to the master. His name is Stu.
Hey, thanks, Michael. Boy, I'll tell you what. It's been a crazy week. You know, we've got graduation parties coming up for kids in high school and college and everything else. And luckily this year I only have somebody graduating from high school. And before the show, Michael and I were talking about a laptop and all this kind of stuff for graduation present and trying to load everything on it and get it ready so that this person can go to college. I believe she starts in August. And I knew her 6 weeks after she was born. Can you believe that? All these years? That's amazing. And her brother, I've known him since he was like two. And so he's getting ready to graduate next year from college. So people just grow up too fast. Well, anyhow, welcome to Money and Change / Financially
Prepped.
I knew I'd do it. Anyhow, Money and Change / Financially Prepped, and we are here every Sunday at 7 p.m., and we are live, and we cover a lot of different things with finance and other things, too, especially in preparedness. And if you haven't started preparing for calamities, you better start now, because you're going to be behind this gigantic eight ball that's coming down your block.
I see it. We're already starting to see it, and I'm going to see my prediction. And I'm just going to make it, and then I'm going to leave you alone. The housing market is going to crash. And let me tell you, when it happens, I predict that there's going to be probably anywhere from a 15% to 20% drop in prices, number one. The rates are going to stay up there high. I think that Jerome Powell made a mistake on raising too fast, too soon. It's going to be harder for new buyers to get in there. And it's going to tumble. It's going to tumble down. And they're going to have no other alternative after they see how bad it gets, because building materials are up. They're going to have to drop those rates eventually. But the problem is, inflation is not going down like we are being told. I don't care what they say.
It's worse.
Yeah, it's a trick. It's inflation. It was at this level when this president was in. And what happens is they raised it up to double, and then they drop it down and they say, okay, we dropped it by 5 percentage points. That's the most in any history of the president, but it's still 3 to 5% higher than what it was to begin with. So that's my prediction. I'm leaving it to you, Stu. That's why if you're sitting on a low rate, and I'm sitting on a low rate, stay there right now. Stay there. Let it happen, because it's gonna. And we're going to watch.
It's going to fly.
Yep. And the banking systems are going to go boop, and they're going to fall too.
It's going to be interesting. Well, hey, guys. Like I said before, welcome to Money and Change / Financially Prep. We got a lot of stuff to cover. And hopefully, we can help you save some money. Hopefully, we can get you prepping so that big, gigantic eight ball doesn't come down your street and actually take care of you and everybody else. It's going to be touchy here the next, I would say, 5 to 6 months. And so if you're not prepared, you better start very quickly. Well, anyhow, Michael does his disclaimer. I have to do mine. And the information contained in this presented material is from the posting of news agencies on the internet and are not necessarily the views or opinions of the owners of this program. Nothing in this show should be considered legal, medical, financial, or investment advice, and you should always do your own research and consult with professionals. We are not responsible for and expressly disclaim all liability for damages of any kind arising out of use, reference to, or reliance on any information contained in this broadcast. You know, we go out, we research the stuff, and we find it, and we bring it to your attention, and we put it on our Facebook page. And that's important. Now, if you don't have Facebook, well, there's always the website that we have on other places, I'll put it that way. And I'm probably going to be moving some things. I have an archive site that we put things in. And that's on Weebly, and it's also called Money and Change. So you have to keep up with some of the stuff that we're doing. Well, anyhow, this week has been crazy, despite working on a laptop, which takes a day out of research, literally. It's getting scary out there, and prices are going up and up and up, and if you go out to eat someplace, like I did, I took a friend out to eat tonight, and it was a fairly new place, but we just had burgers. I had a salad, and she had burger and tater tots. They were good. I sneaked a couple when she wasn't looking. And two sodas, I'll put it that way. My bill was almost $40. Now, in the Midwest, if you go to a pricey place, yeah, you can start at $40 and go up. But in the little town where I'm at, starting at $20 a piece, it's a little scary. I know, I'm a cheapskate, I guess. But that's why I pay in cash. I seldom use my credit card unless I have to go to a big purchase, and when it's a big purchase, then I'll use the credit card and pay the bill off when it comes due. I haven't paid any interest at all in several years, and that's the best way to do it. I own my own house. I own my own car. They're all paid free and clear, and that's the way I like to do it. And people said, well, you want to put it on your card? No, I'll pay you cash. And it's like you've got a deer looking into the headlights of a big truck. They can't believe it. But that's the way I like to do things. Cash talks for right now. Well, anyhow, we got to do some shout-outs because we have some people that are good people. They deserve some recognition, and they help us and we help them. I don't get paid for anything because I do my research and everything free of charge. I'm just trying to help you guys out. That's my goal. If I can help you out or help 2 people, 3 people, 100 people, 1,000 people, that is my goal. I've accomplished it. So big shout outs to the Trim Radio Network, trimradio.com. And like Michael said, we go out all over the world. I've got people in Myanmar, and I've got people in South Africa and India, in Europe. I've got people in North America. I think I've got a few in South America. I know I've got one over in Japan, but I don't have anybody from Iceland.
I don't think so. I don't think that you could do it. No.
Send me an email. Let me know. Because I've never been to Iceland. I've had friends that have been, and you better take lots of money because it's expensive. Boy, is it expensive. And go during the summer, not during the winter. Trust me, it's a lot warmer. Hey, just like I said, a big shout out to the Trim Radio Network. A lot of great guys doing the broadcasts and the engineering and everything. It's fantastic. A big shout out to the University of Findlay, and that's in Findlay, Ohio. And it's at www.findlay.edu. It's a NCAA Division II school. Fantastic facilities. They have three campuses in Findlay, Ohio. And they have a hazmat campus for hazardous materials, which is one of a few in the country. They have an equestrian campus, which is also pre-veterinary, which is one of a few in the country, and they're very good at it, trust me. And also the main campus, and they have doctoral degrees and master's degrees, bachelor's degrees, and I believe they have a few associate degrees, and they do other trainings there. Fantastic facilities, fantastic staff, and a fantastic president in Dr. Kathy Fell. I can't say enough about, well, I went there. Yeah, I did. And it was a good school. It was tough back then. It's kind of tough now. And it's rated, I believe, in the top 100 colleges and universities in the United States. Excellent programs, especially in the education and science fields. Trust me, they're good. Check them out. www.findlay.edu. Also, I'll give a little plug for Xavier University in Cincinnati, Ohio, because I went there too. And I'll tell you what, Xavier is coming up with a new osteopathic college, new medical school on their campus. And it will be under construction, I believe, in the fall. And the University of Cincinnati has a medical school there, but now Xavier will have a medical school with them, but they will handle osteopaths only. And it's fantastic. It's a fantastic opportunity for that campus. And they have beautiful buildings, and they're all, well, they're relatively new to me, because when I went there way back, they had maybe 10 buildings, and now it's just taken off. Very good school, especially in the School of Business. Okay, Rusty Ducks Custom Pens. My golly, you have to check out Rusty Ducks Custom Pens and Blanks on Facebook. And what are blanks? It's the center section of the pen that you're basically holding. And he designs the artwork and everything for it and produces the center pieces, and then other people finish them off into whatever type of pen that they want to build. But Phil over at Rusty Ducks Custom Pens does some beautiful work, and his custom pens are great. His Second Amendment pens are fantastic. I mean fantastic. His other pens, and I've got some, Michael's got some, they're good. They are very, very good pens. And if you have a college or university or a high school or a business, a law firm or whatever, and you have customers or clients and you want to give them a really nice pen for a Christmas present or present anytime, check out Phil at Rusty Ducks Custom Pens and Blanks. And that's RustyDucks, Custom Pens and Blanks. Check them out. They're on Facebook. Also, hey, you know, we do Money and Change every Sunday night at 7 p.m. And we're live for the most part, unless I'm playing a concert. I'm kind of an amateur musician, and I always try to get back before the show and have it organized and ready to do it because I like to do the show live. And this past week, I had a concert, and I just made it with about an hour to spare, and that's fine. And that will happen probably about six times this summer. I mean, we're booked. And when you have to get a 68-piece band move to a certain site and on stage and performing, and then have time to get back here and do the show, cuts it kind of close. But we like to do it. Okay, now we've also got My World, Life, Laugh, and Whatever right here on Trim Radio. And that's Wednesday at 8 p.m. And we're going to talk a little bit about things that are going on in the world, a little bit in political, a little bit in finance, a little bit in just stuff that's going on. And things can happen between now and Wednesday. And so I'm always checking the news and everything else to make sure that I've got everything for the show. And we also do jokes and stuff. I mean, we kick back a little bit. This is more serious here. Check out Brad and Krista at the Big Family Homestead. I mean, this week, I believe Krista was talking about a cow that likes to kick. They live on a farm. And they talk about a lot of different things. They do music and everything else, prepping and so forth. But this time they had a cow that was kicking. Luckily, I live in a small town, and we don't have cows kicking around here. If anything, we have cats biting. You can check my arm, yes. Play biting, but they nailed me good. And we've got dogs that bark and everything else, but we don't have cows coming down the street or kicking people, whatever. So, but that's what Brad and Krista had going on at the Big Family Homestead. Also, the Deep South Homestead with Dan and Wanda King. They're getting their crops ready. This sounds like an RFD channel. But they're good people, and they talk about a lot of different things, including prepping. Check them out. That's Deep South Homestead with Danny and Wanda King. Great people. Southern Prepper 1 with Dave Kobler. He's talking about boots on the ground, and those boots are telling him financial information, stuff that's going on. And I'll tell you what, we need to have that information. And I've talked to Dave several times over the years, and he's a great guy to talk with. He doesn't like the email a lot. He likes phone calls. But right now he's pretty busy on his place getting things ready. And he talks about financial collapse and what to do. And it's important to know that. Trust me. Also, Prepper Nurse 1, Ed Carswell, he's down in the great state of West Virginia, and he's building a new facility down there, and he's making some headway. And also, there's Nate, the Canadian Prepper, and he's on Facebook, and he's all serious. He's a little bit gloom and doom, but he's being serious, and that's fine. When it comes to prepping, I talk the talk, walk the walk as much as I can financially. And I always have told people over the years, pay down your debt. Put some money aside. Buy some long-term food. That means you can get freeze-dried food. You can get canned food. You can get dry food and put them in buckets and Mylar containers and so forth. You want to get your medications that you need. You want to be able to preserve and store water. You know, you have to have at least a gallon of water a day, minimum. That includes for washing, you know, brushing your teeth, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Plus, drinking. You know, my doctor told me, she said, you have to drink at least 10 glasses of water a day. And then she gives me a pill to take. And that means I have to go to the little room on the hill, you know what I mean, 10, 11, or 12 times a day. My water bill's going to kill me. I'm going to have to tell her to reduce that stuff or tell me not to drink as much water. I mean, you know, a 12 to 16-ounce glass 10 times a day. When I go out, I think I slosh. I don't know about you, but that's what happens. My water? Okay. It's not tap water. It comes from the tap, and we have a water purification plant that's probably only 2 years old, maybe 3 years old at the most. And the quality of the water that comes out is fine, but they use, I believe, sodium hypochlorite as a disinfectant, and it puts a taste in the water. So I have a Berkey, B-E-R-K-E-Y, water filter system, and it holds about a gallon and a half, and you pour the city water into that, and it drips through two charcoal filters and then two filters that take out the fluoride. Think about it. What I'm getting and drinking is pure water. There's nothing else in it. And that's the good part. And so you have to preserve and store water. So I can do that. I've got a rain barrel outside that I can hook up, take rainwater, put it through a Berkey filter, one that I actually built myself using 5-gallon buckets. And I can pre-filter it there, then bring it into the house and then run it through the Berkey system in the house. And that takes care of the water. So you pay down your money, put some money aside, pay down your debt, put money aside. Long-term foods, you're going to store water, you're going to have your medications, you're going to have shelter and repair tools for that.
We had a good day of cleaning.
How about a garden? It's gardening season. Right now, Mother's Day, anything after Mother's Day, in Ohio at least, you don't have a frost, or you're not supposed to. And you know weathermen lie sometimes. But you start a garden. Make sure that you have in your soil some Epsom salts. Make sure that you have some worm castings. In other words, worm poop. It's great for fertilizer. Make sure that you have good soil. If you have to add sand to it, that's fine. Keep it nice and loose. And make sure that you know how you're going to plant your garden. A garden is going to be essential from now through October, maybe November. And if you can grow things inside, do it. The price of food is going to go up and up and up. So you have to be prepared for that. And if you're not prepared, you're in trouble. I've got some stuff to go over today about food problems in England and in other countries. And I got that research today, and I want to get that to you. Well, anyhow, let's get on with what we're doing here with the information that I've gathered. You know, we talk about the annual inflation rate. And in the U.S., it slowed for the ninth consecutive period to 5%. And in March of 2023, according to the report from the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics, the lowest since May of 2021, from 6% in February to below market forecast of 5.2%, food prices grew at a slower rate at 8.5% versus a 9.5% in February. And energy costs fell 6.4% versus plus 5.2%. Namely, gasoline. And you know, gasoline is fluctuating. They're going into the summer season. When they go into the winter season, they charge more. When they go in the summer season, they charge a little bit less. Why? It's the additives that they like to put in there. And then they tell you, well, this is why we had to do it, and you got to pay up. Right now here in Ohio, I believe it was $3.59 a gallon the other day. 4 days prior to that, it was $3.25 a gallon. This is just for the regular unleaded gas. Man, I'll tell you what, if I could take my Buick and flip a couple switches and make it use less gas, I would greatly do it. But I'd love to have a Jeep. But they guzzle gas like crazy. I mean, an electric car, forget it. You get an electric car wet, you get the batteries wet, it shorts out, and you get fires and everything else, and they want us to buy that stuff? That's crazy. especially when you're paying $50,000-$60,000 for a car. But if the batteries get wet, it costs probably $23,000 just to replace them. Let's use gasoline. We've got catalytic converters, and our air is a lot better than places like China. They don't even have that stuff there. It's a smoggy paradise if you like breathing smog. I don't. Well, anyhow, when we take a look at everything, the inflation rate, the last report as of March, and I can't get April yet because they're still tabulating that, but the inflation rate was 5%. Inflation rate month on month was like a tenth of a percent. Consumer price index, the CPI, was 301.84. It used to be 300.84, so it went up a percent. Core inflation rate, 5.6%. Core consumer prices, 305.24, and that's up from 304.07. The producer price change is 2.70, and it used to be 4.90. Export prices, 151.30. Import prices, 140.10. And food inflation is 8.5. Now, according to CPI, the calculator, $100 in January of 2020 is now $178.83 in 2023. And the government says, oh, you don't have any inflation. What is it, liars lie and, what is it, figures lie and liars figure? I don't know. It goes way back. Inflation is high, and it's going to get higher. What we're running into, guys, is a situation where we have the BRICS nations, and what they're doing is coming out with their own currency. And when they do that, that's Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa. Those were the originators of the BRICS currency. And other countries are beginning to join, and that means that the dollar is going to be worth less. People are going to give back their dollars, and we're going to have to give out gold to pay them. And you want to talk about inflation, and the government hasn't done really anything. So it's scary. And the Chinese yuan was at 16 cents to the dollar, and now it's going to be, who knows? I'm going to have to look it up this week because I've been out of the loop for just about a week working on a computer and trying to get things situated. And it's graduation presents. You know, luckily, it happens only once a year, and that's great. But anyhow, I'm trying to keep up with everything, and a lot of information that's out there that we're getting is just driving me nuts because it's almost information overload. And I take and put these things up on the Facebook page, and it's like, oh my God, you're kidding me. And then things change. For example, I put up there, recession odds rise to the highest in 40 years, according to the Fed. Well, listen up, Fed. I'm fed up. That's just my opinion. I don't know about you guys, but I'm fed up. They play with numbers. They don't do what they're supposed to do. They got off of gold years ago, back when Richard Nixon was president, and he took us off the gold standard, and we used fiat currency, which is paper money. And we trade paper money around. It's just paper. If at the end of the day you had a stack of paper, it's just paper. If the banks collapse, it's paper. You could turn it into toilet paper because it'd be worthless. So a lot of people on the web that I listen to are saying, look, buy some stuff that you're going to need for the next few years. If you need a lawnmower, buy a lawnmower. Pay cash. If you want to get yourself some gold or silver, go ahead and pay cash for it. Give them back the paper, but get the hard goods that you need. Same thing with food. They're always saying pay cash, and I believe them, and that's what I do. There's only so much cash to go around. Have you ever saved pennies, dimes, nickels, and quarters? Well, I do. I save all that stuff, and then I can help a friend out that has pets. Four really nice cats. And she needs help with cat food. Cat food's getting expensive. So I save all of my change, and that goes towards cat food. It could go for dog food too if they had dogs. But in this case, they're cats. Very, very, very nice cats. So, you know, we take care of that. But the inflation is going up. Also, today, there was a thing that I got off of Facebook, videos. And it was CBDC-counterfeit dollars. And it was from Canada. And they were talking about the evolution and history of our money from silver and gold all the way to the CBDC, the central bank digital coin. And they talk about the transition back into being a serf. And they're using Canadian money, Canadian dollars, which were actually worth less than the US dollars. And paper money. And that was posted on there. You have to see that. Another one. Live for now and later. Top financial strategies for preppers. Essential money tips for today and the SHTF. When the crap hits the fan, you know what I'm talking about. Check that video out. It's right there on moneyandchange.com/financiallyprepped. How about 30 days without the power grid? If the power went out, do you have enough batteries for lights and radios? Do you have a generator? Do you have enough gasoline to run it until we can get some more? Do you have solar panels and solar batteries? Think about it. 30 days without the power grid. No power, all of your food spoils. That's the first thing. The second thing is your medications that have to be refrigerated spoil. And you're in a world of hurt like everybody else. And that's why I've been saying for 10 years, prep. A lot of cases, you know, the people that we used to call them Mormons, now they're LDS. They always save enough food and water for at least a couple of months. Even though their tenants say you have to do it for at least a year. Now, some of them say, I don't have room for a year. I only live in an apartment. How am I supposed to store stuff for a year? Think about it. A lot of them don't. But there are some that do, and they set up their basements. I live in a ranch-style house. I don't have a basement here. But I've prepped, and I've prepped for freeze-dried foods and other types of food. I'm okay. I have to feed three other people, and I'm capable to do that. But it's going to be tight. And you learn to live on rice and soup and beans. And that's it. Meat will be a luxury. So you have to prepare for that. Now, I'll tell you what. I have an article here authored by Pepe Escobar. And he's at thecradle.com. And he says, de-dollarization kicks into high gear. In other words, the dollar is going to be worth a lot less. And he says the U.S. dollar is essential to U.S. global power projection. But in 2022, the dollar share of reserve currencies slid 10 times faster than the average in the past two decades. It is now established that the U.S. dollar's status as a global reserve currency is eroding. And if the BRICS countries have their way, there are going to be two competitive currencies. And it's the Chinese yuan versus the U.S. dollar. And if the value of the dollar goes down and becomes almost worthless, for example, the banks collapse, which is a possibility. I'm not saying that they will, but we've already had, three or four banks, big banks, had to be closed and then bought up by other banks. And I've heard rumors that the government would like to have for this Fed coin now, they want to have only six or seven banks in the United States and everything goes through that. And then I'm hearing other stories about the Fed now coin. There'll be a charge for using that system. We're taxed enough as it is, and now every transaction that we have is going to be, they're going to charge you to run it through the system. And if they don't like what you're buying, they just cancel it. You don't buy what they don't want you to have. So that's why it's essential to go ahead and have a garden. This is why it's essential to be able to barter. This is why it's essential to buy what you need now. Because eventually you won't be able, and that's going to be tough. And a lot of the Canadians are saying, we don't want to go to a digital dollar system because it keeps us from buying what we want to buy. Now, I can see with drug dealers, you know, they want to knock that off there. I can see that. But I can't see keeping you from buying what you need and where you need to buy it. It's all choice. Now they're going to take it away from you, potentially. Anyhow, he goes on to say, the defining moment, the actual trigger leading to the fall of the hegemon, which is the dollar, was February 2022, when over $300 billion in Russian foreign reserves were frozen by the collective West and every other country on the planet began fearing for their own dollar stores abroad. And there's some comic relief in this absurd move, according to Escobar, though the EU can't find most of it. Everybody's playing politics. How can you tell if a politician's lying? Well, when they open their mouth. That's the joke that's been going around. Every time a politician opens their mouth, guess what? They're probably lying. I keep getting calls. Yellow. Go ahead, make it quick, please. Okay, thanks. I have to run. Important call. Bye. Oh. Phone calls. I wish I could turn the phones off, but I can't. Too many different things going on. It's a crazy world around here. I don't know. I live in an insane asylum sometimes. At least I think so. Anyhow. Oh. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, we've got California defaults on $18.6 billion in debt. Gavin Newsom, as far as a governor, he is one mess. California is one big mess. It's always been a mess since, I believe, Ronald Reagan was there, or Schwarzenegger. And that's not... California can be a beautiful country. It's got a great coastline. It's got the climates that you need and everything. But in some cases, they get too liberal out there and they spend a lot of money or they just let things run amok, if you know what I mean. And it's a problem. And according to Zero Hedge and the Epoch Times, mainly the Epoch Times, California's recent decision not to pay back some $20 billion borrowed from the federal government to cover unemployment benefits during the pandemic will fall on the shoulders of employers, according to experts. And the state should have taken care of the loans with the COVID money it received from the government in 2021, said Mark Joffe, J-O-F-F-E, policy analyst for the Cato Institute, a public policy think tank headquartered in Washington, D.C. In the state's proposed 2023-2024 budget, $750 million was allocated to start paying down the loans until Governor Gavin Newsom, I believe he's related to Nancy Pelosi, I think, nixed the provision in early January, leaving businesses in the state responsible for the loans as mandated by federal regulations. So the federal unemployment tax rate of 0.6% will increase by 0.3% per year starting in 2023. Wow. They default on $18.6 billion. And look at all the illegal people coming in, or undocumented as they like to call it, but I still say illegal because when they come across the border, and number one, they don't have any ID or they haven't gone through the process to come into the United States, they just walk in and the government doesn't do anything about it, there's a problem. And now they have a whole bunch of people, I guess it was Title 42 that ended on Thursday, and now they have all these people coming into the United States, and I don't know how many thousands it is per day. I don't know, 80,000, 20,000, whatever. But they're undocumented. They're coming in illegally, and then what happens is they get bused to different parts of the country, and then we have to feed them. We have to support them. And I think what people are looking at right now, and I've known it for several years, they're trying to crash the system. Everything is to be crashed so they can do something else. They're violating law on purpose. Some of the politicians are purposely doing this. They're violating the law. They're violating the Constitution. They're violating their oath to the Constitution. They're letting it happen. They're telling people, oh, just be nice. Let them come through. And there's only, I think, one person, which is the governor of Texas. And I think what he's doing is saying, no, we're going to put troops on the border because we don't want them coming into Texas. They're still getting in. I mean, you can only do so much because the wall only goes so far. Now they're going to start the wall again. And then they still climb over the wall. If they were doing that in another country, like, for example, illegals getting into Austria, they would be rounded up and they would be sent back. They would actually be put into a prison and then sent back to the country of origin. A lot of countries don't like people being there illegally. For example, I had a friend of mine in Japan. He was actually in Okinawa, and he was married to an Okinawan, and he was from the U.S. He used to be a U.S. Marine. He's been retired for many years, but anyhow, he has a visa, and the visa expires, okay. I believe, every 90 days. And so on the 89th day, he has to leave the country. And he has to fly from Okinawa to Thailand or Vietnam or someplace and fly there, stay over for a couple of days, and then fly back into the country. Because if he stays past the 90 days, he will be arrested. He will be put into prison because he didn't follow the procedures. The Japanese are very strict on it. One time he forgot to pay his, I guess it was their license tags or his driver's license. It expired and the cops picked him up. They told him, they said, your driver's license expires tomorrow at noon and you have to go take care of it now. And if they're closed and we come back to visit you, you will be put into a prison and charges will be filed. Is that clear? Well, my friend went ahead. He got home in time to go to the registrar, fill out the paperwork, and get everything renewed. But he did get a visit the next day from the cops. And they said, do you have your license? Please show it. Here in the States, I believe they gave you 6 months in some states, or 2 months, whatever. But they're very strict on immigration. They're very strict on their rules. But here, for some reason, the politicians like to play games. And I don't know about you, but I don't play games. I told a friend of mine, if I make a promise to you, I keep the promise. And that's it. And if I tell you I'm going to do something, it may not be the next day, but I will do it. That's just how I operate. So when I start prepping and telling people that I'm prepping, I'm doing it. If I go to Aldi's and I see something on sale for canned goods, I'll be getting canned goods. If I see bottled water and I have storage space for it, I'll get it. I just got in some new filters for my Berkey water filter. They were on sale, so I got them for $58. Normally they're like $100 to $110 for the set of four. Two carbon filters and two fluoride filters. It's expensive, but they're good for like 3,000 gallons or whatever. I've got another filter that's good for probably 20,000, 30,000 gallons, but I'm not breaking that out to use it. That's in safekeeping, all locked up. When I need it, then it's there to use.
Yeah.
Did you know that 60% of the baby boomers, according to Katabella Roberts at the Epoch Times, says that fewer than 60% of baby boomers have retirement accounts? And people said years ago, my Social Security will take care of me. Yeah, right. I get a notice after I retired that they told me I was supposed to get $700 and some a month. But because I worked in another position, I'm only going to get $250 a month. And I was ready to tell them, take that $250 and place it where the sun don't shine, if you know what I mean. But knowing Social Security, they would have to have a roadmap to get there. So anyhow, a lot of people are running into that. Social Security is not going to be around probably in 10 years, my guesstimation. And if that's the case, we have a problem. And according to the report, it says millions of working age Americans aged between 56 and 64 are edging closer to retirement without having any savings stashed away. And I've listened to people saying, you need to put it in a 504 account or whatever, Roth IRA, and start saving when you start working. Put a little bit back each month. Nobody said anything to me. And so finally, when I believe I was 35 or 40 at that point, then I had to start that. And I had to really work at it. And so I have funds that are available. If you start when you start working, putting stuff away and investing, Then by the time you retire, you could have $1 million if you do it right. Gee, I wish I would have known that back then. But people are not preparing for retirement. And the report said just 56.1% of Generation X members, or those aged between 40 and 55, have a retirement account in 2020. While roughly half of millennials ages 24 to 39 had none or one. And that's scary. Start saving. You know, I always tell people, live beneath your means. If you're making, hypothetically, $50,000 a year, live like you're only making $30,000 a year. Put some money away. Everything, every spare thing helps. Whether or not you're saving your change, or you're watching where your dollars are being spent. Do you go out to eat every night? Sorry, food industry. We're only going to go out Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from now on out. And that's how you save your money. Instead of paying $40 for two people at a restaurant, now you're only going to be paying nothing every other day. You look at your expenses. Eat at home. Learn to cook. That's the best thing. Watch your prices on all of your fruits and vegetables and meats. Meat's going to be expensive, so start learning to use meat sparingly. Okay? And if you need meat in a grid-down situation, you always have canned hamburger or ground beef.
No, the middle one.
Canned beef, turkey, right. Chicken, and pork. Keystone Foods makes it. Other people make it. And it's good stuff. But you have to start prepping. And, you know, like right now, and I know Michael's there, but I'm going to tell you right now, our national debt is $31 trillion, $740 billion, $353 million in flying. I can't even keep track of it. and we're in debt. We are in debt. We're only taking in, right now, according to the U.S. debt clock, we are taking in $4,614,428,923,4,5,000. I mean, it just keeps moving. And each one of us for debt per taxpayers is $247,766. And per citizen, it's $94,827. It's getting insane, people. So if you're not prepping, you're going to be in trouble. And you have to live beneath your means to be able to exist. Well, Michael, that's all I've got. I hope everybody listens to me on Wednesday at My World, Life, Laugh, and Whatever, because we're going to talk about some more stuff and hopefully learn a little bit more about prepping. So with that, guys, that's all I have for this week, and we'll talk with you next week on Money and Change / Financially Prepped.
All right. Well, Stu, I'll tell you what, that sounds awesome. Listen, folks, happy Mother's Day to all you mothers out there for everything that you do.
That's right. From Mother's Day.
Yep, you know what, we can't thank you enough. And a lot of times as men, we forget how important the tasks that you do. So thank you to all the mothers, especially all the single mothers out there. Anyway, God bless you all. Have a great week. And we will see you on Tuesday night on Take Point 22 and then Wednesday night right back here again with Live, Laugh, or Whatever. And tomorrow night, I am hoping we are going to get started with Parker Dominick's top 20. So we will find out. Anyway, God bless, folks. Take care. Thank you for tuning in to the Trim Radio Network.
Okay. Coconut Man, Moonheads, and P. You ready?
dude. God bless, brother.
Acting so damn mysterious. Got shades on your eyes and your heels so high that you can't even have a good time. Everybody look to the left. Everybody look to the right. Can you feel that? Yeah. We're paying with love tonight. It's not about the money, money, money. We don't need your money, money, money. We just want to make the world dance. Forget about the price tag.
I'm leaving to Mars. Yeah, we leaping across these undefeatable odds. It's like this, man. You can't put a price on a life. Nah, we do this for the love, so we fight and sacrifice every night. So we ain't gonna stumble and fall, never. Nah. Waiting to see us in the sign of defeat. So we gonna keep everyone moving their feet. So bring back the beat, and then everyone sing.
It's not about the money.
Forget about the price tag.